From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 9th, 2011. I'm Alan Raflow with the Virginia Water Resources Research Center. This week on the Preparing for Graduation by Over 5,800 Students campus of Virginia Tech. We start with water news items. Our opening item this week is the monthly water status report as of the end of April 2011. First, here are National Weather Service preliminary precipitation totals for April at five Virginia locations. Dulles Airport, 5.2 inches, or 2 inches above normal historically for April. Bristol, 4.6 inches, or 1.3 inches above normal. Richmond, 2.6 inches, or 0.6 inches below normal. Danville, 3.2 inches, also 0.6 inches below normal. And Norfolk, 1.2 inches or 2.2 inches below normal. Second, in stream flow. According to the U.S. Geological Survey's Water Watch, stream flows averaged over April were in the normal range at about 19% of 144 stream gauges in Virginia and just beyond the state border. The monthly average flows were below normal at about 19% of gauges as well, and flows were above normal at about 61% of gauges. And third, our drought watch. The weekly National Drought Monitor on May 3rd showed abnormally dry or worse conditions in 38% of Virginia, all in south central and southeastern areas and on the eastern shore. 7% of the state was categorized as being in a moderate drought. Now here's a rapid report on several other recent stories. Since opening in 2008, the solid waste composting facility that North Carolina-based McGill Environmental Services operates near Waverly in Sussex County has grown to produce about 175,000 tons per year of compost from wastewater sludge, yard waste, and other materials. As of May 5th, the National Weather Service had confirmed that 17 tornadoes touched down in 13 Virginia counties during the April 27th to 28th tornado outbreak from Arkansas to New York, that the Weather Service's Blacksburg office has said will go down as one of the United States' most historic tornado and severe weather outbreaks. On May 7th, Governor Robert McDonnell's office announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency had denied Virginia's request for federal disaster assistance for damage in Halifax and Washington counties during the late April tornado outbreak, as well as for damage from two tornadoes on April 8th in Pulaski County. And on May 5th, the U.S. House of Representatives passed H.R. 1230, the Restarting American Offshore Leasing Now Act, sponsored by Representative Doc Hastings of Washington, which would require the U.S. Interior Department within 1 year to open up for oil and gas exploration certain offshore areas in the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico, including Lease Sale 220, a 2.9 million acre area off the coast of Virginia. And in our last news item this week, on April 27th, the U.S. EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers announced a proposed guidance for determining what constitutes the waters of the United States under the Federal Clean Water Act. The 39-page document would guide agency determinations of whether specific water bodies or wetlands fall under the jurisdiction of the Act. Particularly, the guidance will address how staff of the two agencies are to implement the U.S. Supreme Court decisions in 2001 and 2006 on Clean Water Act jurisdiction. The proposed guidance states that the two agencies expect it to expand federal protection to more small streams and wetlands than under current agency guidance, but fewer waters would be covered compared to the rules in place before the two Supreme Court cases. A guidance is not a regulation and does not have the force of law, but the agencies intend to follow up this guidance with a proposed regulation. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature a traditional fiddle tune whose name would be Music to Many Aquatic Insects. Have a listen for about 45 seconds.
Is Sonny Miller here?
Right here.
Here he comes, and what are you going to fiddle for us?
Stony Creek.
The Stony Creek. Thank you.
You've been listening to part of Stony Creek, performed by Delaware musician Sonny Miller on the 1964 album Galax, Virginia Old Fiddlers Convention from Folkways Records. While the tune's name apparently doesn't refer to a specific Virginia stream, it certainly could, because at least 14 streams in Virginia are named Stony Creek or Little Stony Creek. But stones do much more in streams than provide a source for a name. For developing aquatic insects, for example, stones of various sizes, from pebbles to boulders, offer places to attach, hide, find food, and withstand currents. Stream rocks and stones also provide protected spawning sites for many fish species. And the churning of water as it flows down over rocky riffles, ledges, and rapids not only provides paddling challenges, it also increases the water's level of dissolved oxygen, on which all gill-breathing stream animals depend. Now we look ahead at some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in Virginia government policy and regulatory meetings, occurring between May 12th and 18th. On May 17th at 10 a.m., the Board of Game and Inland Fisheries Finance, Audit, and Compliance Committee meets at 4000 West Broad Street in Richmond. And on May 18th, 10 a.m., at the Department of Environmental Quality Piedmont Regional Office in Glen Allen, the department is holding a public meeting to get input on the crushing of fluorescent lights and mercury-containing lamps under the provisions of Virginia's Hazardous Waste Management Regulations. Now, here is one meeting about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. May 12th, 6:30 p.m., at Town Hall in Cedar Bluff, on aquatic life and bacteria impairments in the Clinch River and its tributaries Coal Creek, Middle Creek, and Plum Creek, all in Tazewell County. Finally, in educational, recreational, and stewardship events. On May 20th and 21st, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., at the Russell County Fairgrounds in Castlewood, Virginia Cooperative Extension and the Heart of Appalachia Organization are holding the Virginia Coal Festival. The festival includes activities and presentations on the human heritage and natural resources of far southwestern Virginia, along with music, food, kids' games, and other fun stuff. On May 21st, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., at the Stadler Nursery in Manassas, the Interstate Commission on the Potomac River Basin is holding a rain barrel workshop. And from May 20th to 22nd, the Dan River Basin Association is holding the first-ever Dan River Sojourn, a 22-mile paddling, camping, and learning expedition just below the Virginia-North Carolina border. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were done by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information on the news, sounds, or events mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or see the show notes on our website at virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.